This podcast, just so you know, is the opposite of perfect.
We're making a podcast for people to listen to. But I think it's really cool. My nipple's out again.
I fixed it. It's fine. I don't know why I keep talking about fried dough today. It's so weird.
Alondra and I were on the phone yesterday, and I was being sour, and I could tell she wanted to get off the phone.
I took offense to it, yeah. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Right, what are you talking about? Like, you look good. Like, relax.
I want to be a part of the culture that says stop that shit.
What are you trying to prove?
But guess what? I'm not crazy, and I think that is so fitting for this fucking podcast. You took long enough.
I literally just got the email and I clicked on it.
Miranda, I sent you the email like 5 minutes ago.
No, you didn't. Anyways, what's up, guys? Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Crazy. We are so excited to be here and talk about
TikTok.
TikTok or TikToxic?
TikToxic.
Before we get into that, how was your week, my dear?
Oh my God, I went to Vegas. It's such a vibe.
Tell me more.
Like, it's so cool. So I've never been prior to my trip last week. And so I was like not ready. I was like, okay, this is going to be crazy. Like, I was like, I haven't really like, because like the clubs are closed here. So I'm like, I haven't like partied like that in a long time. Like, I got to like get back at it.
Were the clubs open?
No, not like that at all. We went to like the pool. We went to like pools and got like bottle service and stuff. But yeah, the clubs, I think, were still closed with like some kind of capacity. And just like going through things, I'm like, it didn't seem like as busy as it was. And like we were talking to the cab driver and he's like, yeah, I've lived here for 50 years. Like, this is the quietest Vegas has ever been.
Oh, but shit.
For people who are like, I know a lot of people that are like afraid to go to Vegas because they're like, oh, like I don't party like that. Or I don't drink like that. Like, I was with my friend that I went with, Tiff. She's not a big partier. And she had a lot of fun. Like, she doesn't drink a lot. And we had a blast. So I feel like now is a good time to go. Other than you have to wear a mask in the street. Like, I was pissed.
Oh, yeah. I have to do that in Philly, though.
No, in New York, you don't. I mean, if you're walking outside, you don't have to wear a mask. You just have to wear a mask when you get inside.
Yeah, in Philly, like, I'm always wearing a mask outside.
No, it was, like, state, like, law. Like, I got in trouble.
You and did?
When you were by the pool, you... Unless you had like a drink in your hand, which was $30, you had to have your mask on too. So it was like a lot.
So Vegas was a blast, it sounds like.
Yeah. No, I definitely think we should go. I met some new people. I got some new followers. Our rates went up a little bit.
Yeah. And then you asked me to fly to Vegas.
Yeah. There's a podcast studio there. We got time though.
We do have time. We
got time. It's just an idea.
Yeah. My week, let's see. Oh, I walked 12 miles this weekend wearing a mask, like I mentioned. So I walked around the city and whatnot, got some like went to some fun local coffee shops, like walked around again, walked around. What did I do that was fun? Oh, me and Dalt went to this really, really good restaurant and we kind of just stumbled upon it. And I got like a super fucking good cocktail. I don't even know what was in it, but it was so good. And I was like drunk after the first one. So, yeah.
No, I see. I always like seeing what you and Dalton do when he comes to see you on the weekends. Because I feel like you guys are always going to like museums and like all this like artistic shit. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. We are one with the arts.
It's cool.
Yeah. If you lived here, maybe we could, you know, do that. But you didn't want to be my roommate. So
maybe a different time.
In another life.
All right, so I have to start off by saying I was like one of the last people to get TikTok. Like my friends would send them to me, and I'm like, oh my god, this is stupid, because I feel like TikTok has evolved from when it first came around.
Oh hell yeah!
Like I feel like it was real funny in the beginning, like funny shit. Like, and now it's like, I mean, there's TikToks about everything.
For listeners who don't know kind of like what TikTok is, if like you just kind of have heard of it but not really sure what it is. So TikTok is essentially like like Instagram, I would say, mixed with like YouTube, mixed with like Twitter. So the way the feed runs is more like comical and it's more like topics and whatnot, like how Twitter would be, like someone tweets about whatever, right? The video content is kind of like YouTube, like people are talking, dancing, whatever they're doing, right? And then the feed shows up kind of like Instagram, and you almost, it's almost as hyped up as Instagram, if not more now, I would say. Wouldn't you say, Miranda?
Yes. I think TikTok's absolutely taking over.
I agree.
I mean, I really think it is. I mean, like, I feel like because it's so quick, it's like 60 seconds, and you can really get a lot, you know, whether it's you're doing like picture slides or like you're just talking, like, I feel like you can, or videos, like a bunch of videos in one, like, I feel like you can get a lot across. And at the beginning, like, I really loved it. Like, I love TikTok for the positive aspects of it. I like the healthy recipes or just recipes in general, because I've ate some things off there that were like, you know, chocolate cake or whatever.
The feta, did you have the feta
The feta
pasta?
pasta, yeah, like all the trends. I'm always on the trends. The you know, the cool different Starbucks drinks, because I always like really get the same thing at Starbucks. Like, when new things come out, I'll try them, but I think that's cool.
Ooh, I loved when they had like the, I'm not a big Starbucks person. I'm more normally like a mom pot type coffee shop girl, but when Starbucks is the only thing around, like it does the job for sure. And I know there were a bunch of TikToks where people are like, instead of ordering this expensive drink, order this instead. It's the same thing and it's way cheaper. And I was like, oh, that's sick. Like, I'm gonna do that.
Oh, so like I like all the positive things, but then there's fitness and exercise and what you should be eating. I think there's like a toxic twist on it when it comes to TikTok.
So, Miranda, would it be fair? Would it be fair to say, for the sake of this episode, like, there is TikTok? And then there is TikToxic.
Yes, TikTok. And I think that goes, so I feel like the biggest thing that I see and that comes on my feed, because I do follow a lot of like fitness, like lifestyle coach, whatever, but I do follow a lot of that stuff because I'm always like looking for like, oh, like different things I could eat or whatever. But I do see this thing is trending now where it's like what I eat in a day, and it will show maybe like a petite girl,
Yes.
and then it shows what she eats. Or, you know, like earlier I told Alondra I found a girl and she kind of had like a similar body to me. Which
Yep.
doesn't matter, but I'm like, oh, like I was just curious, you know. I'm like, you know, let me see what she eats. And she starts her day with like a lemon water, coffee, few almonds, a little egg, and I'm like, oh Lord, okay. And I'm just like going through it, and I'm like, I'm glad that I ha have like the mental strength that I do. I mean, it's taken a long time for me to get there, but to realize like everyone's body's different. But like the
Yes.
sad, like young little Miranda that thought she had to look a certain way would have probably like looked at those videos and been like, well, that's not what I eat. And now I'm just kind of like, well, fuck that. Like, I don't want to eat what you eat, girl. Like, I don't want to eat that stuff. Like, I don't
Yeah.
want to eat that little.
Yeah, so that totally falls into the TikToxic category. Like, I think TikTok, even more so than any other social media, is so influential with young people and even people our age and older. I'm not gonna lie when I say I've seen TikToks of like girls dancing and I'm like, oh my God, like she looks so good, she's so small, like what is she doing? And then I'm like, oh wait, she's 18 years old or she's 17 years old
Literally,
dancing.
yeah.
And I'm like, she hasn't even like grown yet. And that's why I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. And that's the difference between like a woman and a girl. But there are some grown ass women on TikTok who I've seen and I'm like, how are you so perfect? Like your skin, your makeup, your hair, your outfit, your body. And I'm like, oh my God, like you look at these girls and you're like, that's how you're, and they're like TikTok famous, and you're like, oh my God, like, and just some disclosure, like my little sister actually wrote in. So we asked a question tonight and we said, what do you really think of TikTok on Instagram? And my little sister actually wrote in a comment and said, I felt really glamorous because I had about 30,000 followers. And she was like, and then I just pretty much stopped posting because the pressure was way too much. And like she started probably picking herself apart and whatnot. And I did notice she kind of ghosted social media for a little
I've
bit.
noticed that too.
And I thought, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, huh, I wonder what Alexis is doing. Like, haven't really seen her too much on Instagram and whatnot and TikTok. And when I saw that comment, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, she did have a lot of love and hype up on TikTok. Like, it was insane. So I think it kind of destroyed her mental health a little bit. As far as it comes with social media, I mean, there's more aspects to her mental health, but as far as like social media, I think something happened there. I'm gonna have to check in for sure.
I remember, so for you saying that, like Alondra and I have talked about that, like TikTok is great for like marketing. So Alondra and I have said like we got to get the pod on TikTok, whether it's like a snippet, 30 seconds, 6 seconds of us talking, whether it's Alondra taking her mental health tips to TikTok, which I think would be a great idea. But I was telling her earlier, like, when you're getting on TikTok and she's saying like, I feel like you have to be very careful with what you're saying, because although a lot of you do have the credentials and a lot of other people on TikTok do, is like there's millions of people listening to what you're saying, and it
Yes.
could be totally not what that person needs to hear. And I feel like that's a lot of the thing with like the fitness stuff. Like, how can you sit there and get on and be like, hey guys, you want to lose weight, you have to do this, 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 and this. You know nothing about that person's health. Does this person even exercise? Should they be taking these supplements if they're not exercising with the supplements? I mean, like, I feel like it's so deep.
Miranda, tell listeners what your doctor said about shit you learned on TikTok.
Oh my God. He was like, get off TikTok.
Wait, no. Tell him what you asked him.
Oh, wait, what I asked him about the medicine?
Yeah, and when you were like trying to take all this shit, and he was like, no.
Oh no, he was like, Miranda, he was like, oh, because I was like taking pictures of all this stuff I found on TikTok. And he's like, Miranda, he's like, this is like too much. Like, he's like, you don't need all this. Like, he's like, you exercise, you eat healthy. Like, he's like, a lot of these things that they have out there for people are like supplements because they're not doing something else. And he was like laughing at me. Like, he's funny. He was just laughing. He's like, I hate that. He's like, I hate that, like, there's things out there like that. Because I was trying to, that, hold on, what's that thing? Me and Alondra kept sending it back and forth. It was like Alcarazone or something. It was like the ADHD
Yeah, like
medicine.
L.
He was like, why are people taking this that don't have ADD? Like, and I'm like, no, like, I mean,
Yeah.
it's true.
Yeah, like it's so strange to think about. Like, I go on TikTok, and as a therapist, I see other therapists on there. I think I have no fucking clue if they're real therapists. And I'm like, oh, wow, like she's posting about this treatment theory and stuff like that, or she's doing this. And I'm like, huh. Like, never thought of that. Maybe I should try that with my clients. And I'm like, wow, some of that is helpful. But what if someone's doing like malpractice and I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Like, I hope that as a therapist that I'm like, very cognizant of that and that I'm not really taking it all in. And I try to be, but you never know. Something might sound good and look pretty on the outside, but actually be harmful if it's not practiced and studied properly.
Right.
Like, there are therapeutic theories that like just you have to be able to use therapeutic skills in the right way. Like, you cannot just go on TikTok and see a therapist talk and say, yeah, I just went to therapy.
Well, I think like the relationship things too, which I wonder, we've talked about the relationship things before. Like I've said, like, there's a lot of like books. Like I'm looking at one right now that I'm reading. It's like 101 Essays to Change How You Think. And Alondra also bought me a book, I think last year for my birthday. And I was like, I love my love. And I was like reading it and I'm like, books and stuff like definitely changes the way you think. And it can sway the way you think. And it could also like open a different door of the way you're thinking. Like I recently had a situation where there was things going on and I talked to Alondra about it, but then I was reading these books and it like helped me. But I'm like, it also kind of opened some doors that I didn't want to go through. Like,
Right.
and I feel like that's what TikTok does. Like, the
Oh,
person on
yeah.
TikTok does not know why that guy doesn't want to be with you or that girl doesn't want to be with you. Or,
Yeah, they don't.
if they wanted to, they would. I mean, that's just like, I think people are just getting so caught up in all these, like, what are, I don't like these trending kind of things. Because, like, I'll be the first to say, like, there's people that I've wanted to talk to in the past and I never have reached out to them to talk to them or to make amends.
Like,
My pride and all
what?
that stuff. So it's like, I don't really listen to shit like that. Like when I see stuff like that, I kind of just keep going.
You want to know what it reminds me of? Like, you know how they say there's like fast fashion? So, like, Forever 21, Shein, like, it's fast fashion. like it's fashion that goes out of style quickly and it's not like made to last.
Yes.
I feel like that's what TikTok is right now. It's like fast fashion. It's like fast information. It's like fast media where it's like you constantly get images and pictures in your head and ideas and all these different things that are very fast trends. And you don't know how long some of that stuff is going to stick. Some of it may stick for a long time and it could be detrimental information, right? But other stuff might just come and go through you. And is that going to serve you at the end of the day?
No, absolutely. I think, yeah, like very fast. I know for so talking about like relationships, I see a lot of like, exposing the text messages, like
Oh,
when he
God.
loves me or whatever that thing, and then like showing the text. And I'm like, I feel like we're normalizing toxicity. And like, I'll tell you for free, like, no one's sending me text messages like that.
Miranda, is it ever okay on any social media to like for your opinion, like what's your take, to post like expose someone if they've like cheated, lied, fucked you over?
I keep that stuff private. I think that there. I think I've opened up on a lot on the podcast about certain situations and like in a way to help other people. But when it comes down to like the actual stories and like things that have actually happened, I just feel like that's for me and like my friends and whoever I share that with. Like, I don't really know what people get out of exposing. That's like really stupid and petty to me because it's like, the situation happens, it's over with, and now you're just like kind of fueling the fire. And it's like, so say, okay, say someone cheats on me and I expose them on Instagram or on the not crazy Instagram or fucking I expose them on here. What are people gonna say? Oh, Miranda, you don't deserve that. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. Oh, like, I don't need all that.
Like, is it really going to make you feel
No,
better?
and I think some people do, and I think that's why they do it. Or I think it's like, it's
So,
comical to some people, but. In reality, though, like a lot of those situations, I mean, like there's even girls like crying on TikTok. Like
that's what I was
that
going to
shit's like
say.
deep. Like, why are you like
No,
that's
that's
parts
what
of
I was
me
going to
that
say.
other people would just never see. I'm just that's just a me thing.
No, Miranda, I have seen those girls crying on TikTok. And no, the worst. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, listener. If this was you ever, delete the video on TikTok. If this is you, I'm sorry, it's gotta go. When people post the videos of like they're like, when he started to fall out of love with me, like watch him fall out of love with me. And it's like
Yes.
when they were very happy and then very like then they break up and then at the end the girl is like crying and it's like, girl, sometimes coping and talking to your healthy peer supports is great. And if you don't have healthy peer supports, maybe you need to go talk to a therapist, or maybe you need to talk to a parent even, or a caretaker, or your cat. Like
Well, not even that,
I
but
don't.
it's like when you choose to put a situation out there like that. You're choosing to be judged, to be ridiculed, to be critiqued, all that stuff like that. And it's like a lot of these girls, like they go back to that person or these guys go back to that girl. So it's like you're real. I think people are really, really thirsty for like the outside validation when it comes to those kinds of situations. And with me, I think it's like a pride and an ego thing. Like that's genuinely embarrassing if someone cheats on me. I'm sorry. I think that is. Or it's genuinely embarrassing when someone disrespects you, when you hold yourself to such a high standard and you're a liked person or a respected person, and then someone treats you like actual dog shit, and then you're just gonna post that all over for people to see. Like, that's, I don't know. I don't agree with that. That's a strong thing. Like, I think you or like, I don't think you and I have ever exposed a situation on social media.
No,
I think
no.
that we like we'll like retweet like when all the stuff was going on a couple months ago. Like we would like retweet and like be very like kind of like we would share things on Instagram. But I mean that wasn't our stuff to expose.
I don't even know what you're
Like
talking
I'm talking
about.
about like all the political stuff. Like that wasn't our personal stuff to expose, but like we were like sharing it and like voicing our opinions on it. But I'm saying like when it comes down to like you've never posted a picture. Like you don't post years and dollars text messages on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Like politics aside, like I post my like honest opinion about those things, and like even if I'm gonna advocate for what I think is right for sure, but like in terms of like relationships and stuff, like you see, Miranda, I think I differ from you a little bit. Like I don't think it's embarrassing if I were to get cheated on and played, whatever it may be. Like I don't see that as embarrassing for me at all. I think I'd be more embarrassed posting it.
Yeah.
I think it's embarrassing for the other person, and I don't think, even though they hurt me, like I don't think I'd be the person to embarrass them further on social media. Like I'd kind of just be like, "Yep, you kind of lost me, dude, and that's you. Like that's on you." And if I decide I want to forgive someone, which happens often, like if I decide I want to forgive someone, I want that to be my private, like that's going to happen within my private space. It's not going to happen on social media ever, ever. Like there have been times where I've like definitely had issues in my relationship that I've never talked about. And I still hold the rule that I mentioned to you before, Miranda, is like I'm going to process it myself even before I talk to anyone else about it, you know?
Right. Well, that's what I think it is like I'm very big at like processing things in my own hands and dealing with them, trying to deal with them the way that I need to. And then I kind of reach. So I feel like I go on like levels. Like I deal with it myself, then I'll talk to my sister about it if I want to with her,
Yes.
then I'll talk to you about it. But by the time I've talked to you about it, I feel like I'm already like leveled.
So you would never get to like
No, I would never
TikTok.
get to TikTok. That's too many steps for me.
You're done.
I'm done.
What do you think the, and I'm gonna ask you a psychology question. What do you think the psychology is behind like people posting like anything and everything on TikTok?
Mean, a lot of people are getting paid. So, I mean, if you're going to get paid $10 million to talk shit to your ex-boyfriend, I mean, I guess, I guess people, I think that's where a lot of it's coming into. Like, I mean, even like a lot of these fitness influencers, I mean, they're getting paid a lot of money. Like, I mean, if you look it up, I mean, not to like name drop any of them, but I mean, there's TikTokers that make $10,000 a video. And
Addison
yeah, I
Rae.
mean, see, with her though, and like a lot of other people, like, so like her content is very like, she doesn't get deep. She's never sat down and like had a conversation in the camera. Hers is like how she
No.
looks, dancing. I think that's it, how she looks. And they, like I think that's literally where her content is. So then you have like a couple other influencers who, which I personally relate to people who are just more relatable. I think it's funny that people act like their life is like so peaches and like nothing goes on. Like they just wake up every morning and get up and start the day and work out and go about their life. Like that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think TikTok has definitely like become a revolution, especially I think Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Visco, all those things were already problematic at times. I think they're very helpful and informative and they connect us as humans. I also truly, truly believe that TikTok has started its own revolution in terms of how shit is about to go down for like the next generation. Like your life is not only like everyone is Kardashianalized. That's I'm making that a word.
Right. Oh,
Kardashianalized.
yeah.
Yeah, Kardashianalized. There you go. Which means in my book is like your life is on camera. TikTok has made it so that, we can put our lives on camera. And I'm guilty of it too. Like I've started recording things and stuff and, I guess hopping onto the bandwagon, and I have to be very cautious of how I am with that moving forward. Do I want my life to be on camera fully? What do I want to hide? Why do I want to hide that? And what do I need to ask so many questions, or is me asking all these questions about this problematic in itself? Is this taking too much of my time? Do you
Right.
know what I mean?
Well, I feel like it's ultimately like up to you. Like you have a choice, like what to share and what not. And I feel like with us, like we own Not Crazy. Like we don't have a manager. We don't have anyone telling us what to do. I think a lot of these people, once they get to, Addison Rae's level, whatever. Like I feel like they have a lot of influence on what they're actually posting. So sometimes I wonder if a lot of these people even want to post this stuff. Or if they're posting it because that's what's gonna make the money, that's gonna get what's gonna get the listens. Like Alondra and I even know, like for our own stuff, like we get more listens on stuff that's about sex
Oh,
and
yeah.
relationships and ghosting and exposing whatever. Like when we were exposed, like Wall Street Pete, like exposing like
Right.
fuck boys and fuck girls. Like when Alondra and I are really passionate about a lot of other stuff, like confidence and like self-esteem and all that stuff. And it's like, we don't even get a lot of love on stuff like that.
Oh, no, no, no. So true. If I made the title of this episode, Miranda, like if me and you made the title and we decided, okay, the episode this week is going to be called Get Fucked on TikTok, which basically sounds like porn, or TikTok or TikToxic, which is kind of what we're thinking, which one is going to get more views? This is not us calling you out, but this is us saying, like, and if you made it to this episode and you're listening this far in, you're not one of those listeners for certain. But
no, and I mean, I just think it's just everyone, it's kind of like blows my mind a little bit. And I actually seen a TikTok on it the other day, and it's like,
ooh,
it's like people are like that concerned, like that's all people care about is sex. Like it was a guy and he was driving in the car. He's like, that's all people care about. He's like, that blows my mind. He's like, people don't realize, like, when you're having sex with someone, like, you're exchanging that sexual energy, and that other person's, like, energy could be, like, so different from yours, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was good. Like, I'll have to find it. And I was like, I never thought of it like that. Like, he was saying, he was like, people will have sex or think about sex before they even think about anything about themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Sex sells, man.
But I'm trying to think of, like, so then, okay, so for TikTok. But then there's, like, the business side of TikTok, which I see a lot, too, because I follow a lot of that stuff. And it's, like, are you really going to listen to that? Like, that stuff doesn't really pertain to you. Like, if you're listening to, like, oh, you need to have this much saved. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. Okay, well, how much student loans do you have? Is your car paid off? Like, it's all catered to different kind of people.
It is. Like, your financial situation is going to be different than everybody else's. So if you're on TikTok on the business side of things and on the financial side of things, like, truthfully, are you hearing from someone who's super privileged and just can save all of their money? Or are you hearing from someone who is in your financial bracket?
Yeah, no, I love hearing that when the people that are like, yeah, like, I started off with a dollar in my checking account and now I'm here. And it's like, that's another thing I kind of turn off too, because, like, I do have a financial advisor, and I'm pretty, like, that's one of my strengths, is like, I've always been on top of that shit. But I look and I'm like, I can't imagine being like an 18 or 17 year old kid. I have no clue what I want to do. And they're saying that I need to have all this money and all this kind of stuff. Like, I feel like that would just be hard.
Oh, for sure. There are good perks of TikTok too, right? Like, you can get good finance advice if you're looking for great space. And then also, like, I've been watching the ADHD TikTok, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, I probably have had undiagnosed ADHD my whole life. Like, here I am. I've struggled with depression, with anxiety, and I've struggled with, like, just these weird thought processes that never made sense to me, like time dysphoria, stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my God, wait, that's not normal? Like, wait, what?
No, I was on ADD depression TikTok the other day. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, that sounds like a party.
Like, I'm like, how did I get here? And I'm just like going through and it's like, it's so real. Like, the amount of people who have ADD have, you know, depression, anxiety. But that's another thing, too. It's like, you know, what works for those people doesn't work. Like,
Miranda, hold on before you go. I thought of the vitamin we were thinking about in the beginning.
What?
L-tyrosine.
Yes. If you guys have tried it, like, let us know. But I seen this woman, and she's, you know, she talks about ADD, and she's like, I take a half Adderall every morning, a 5, and it's like, okay, well, someone, like, with, like, someone that, like, needs to take their medicine, like, that, they shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta, like, consult with your doctor. Like, I've been through that. I have ADD. I have on Adderall, blah, blah, blah. Like, so I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm going through this. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, sometimes it's just too much.
Right.
I find myself being on the app for, like, 2 hours before I go to bed sometimes. And I'm like, if I was to go in and look at how many TikToks I've watched.
Oh, God.
It's sick. I'm gonna go on right now and see it. Just like,
no, don't, because I already tried and it messed up the audio.
And what messed it up?
Like when I went on TikTok when we were recording and it like started cutting us out.
Oh, 224 million TikToks I've watched.
What?
Yep.
Oh my God. So I'm like, I watched some of the best things and some of the stupidest things that you could watch. Like, I watch a lot of like art creating TikToks, a lot of cooking TikToks, a lot of mental health and spirituality TikToks. And then I get, so speaking of spirituality, I start getting into like the astrology stuff, which can be good and bad. But then I'm on these astrology ones that are like, which Disney princess are you? Astrology edition. And I'm like watching that. And then it's like, which Star Wars character are you? Astrology edition. Which beer brand are you? Astrology edition. Which colors are you? Astrology edition. And I'm like, oh, and and here I am watching like 60,000 different which what are you for your astrology. And I'm like, none of this is true. None of it. So what, how much time did I just waste, right? Like,
Oh my God, no, it's too much. Yeah, like some of them are way too much. And then well, the ones that really get me, like I like, are the crime ones.
the crime.
Crime.
Yeah, Miranda, you're like obsessed with this dead guy on TikTok. You gotta
No,
stop.
like no. He just had a guy that passed away, but like crime, like the Marilyn Monroe, like, you don't see the crime? Well,
No.
I had 224 million videos I watched, so I know. Like the Menendez brothers who were mur who murdered their parents because their parents sexually assaulted them, like all these cases that come up.
No, but I've listened to podcasts with all those things. Like Miranda, we should do a murder mystery podcast special episode one time because I know a lot of shit.
No, let's do the Marilyn Monroe one.
Oh, giving our takes on it. I'm so down.
Yeah, we should do it because she definitely got murdered because she had too much power.
Agreed. Well, did we just kind of like give away the
Yeah,
part
we gave it away.
that we had to pick a
Tommy, cut it out.
different one? No, keep it.
No, I would love to do that.
That would be so fun. Yeah, but anyways, I guess what we're trying to say here is like there is TikTok that is very healthy, informative. You're watching videos, just think of it like Bill Nye the Science Guy. We watched Bill Nye the Science Guy in science class when we were younger, and that was informative and it was funny and it was comical. Shits and gigs. But there's also TikToxic, which I think we're defining here as misinformation, as drama, as forgetting who you are and losing yourself because, say, a manager or someone is asking you to post something or promote something. There's just a lot of really negative energy associated with TikTok. But there's also the good TikTok, and we're not saying it's a bad app, but what we're saying is get ready for the revolution because the generations below us and even ours is kind of bringing TikTok with them into it, and we're gonna see what we're gonna see here is a lot of different kind of people moving forward. Kardashianalized people, if I said that right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you said earlier you're like what do you want like them to get out of this episode? And I said like for me, and like, this is just a thing that I've grown to do is like when I get on TikTok, like that's other people's energy. I'm like mushing with mine. So it's like when I'm going through and I like that girl that like was eating nothing in a day, and I'm just like okay, like I've grown past that point in my life, like. I feel sorry for people like that, and I kind of like keep going. And so I feel like it's like with TikTok and like all the other social medias, like TikTok, podcasts, like YouTube, like I feel like it's like you are really like in control of what you're watching and what you're letting into your life. And I feel like
Right.
you have to like kind of protect your like peace and when it comes to that kind of stuff.
For sure. For sure. Like, I feel like you have to know. Be cognizant of what information you're bringing into your brain. Like your brain, it is your freaking brain, you know?
No, for sure.
But, guys, still use TikTok. Use it consciously.
It's gonna be on TikTok soon. Watch, wait, and learn.
Yeah, we will be on TikTok soon, won't we?
All right. We love you all. Make sure to review us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram. Not crazy. And follow us on Twitter.
Yes, and I have created some merch and it is coming out to some lucky people soon. Other than that, we will talk to you guys soon.
All right, love you all. Bye.